Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Next week on Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair, Homefront 911, how families of veterans are wounded by our wars takes a look at the battles families face in getting the right care for returning veterans. We'll also explore the Mediterranean way of eating and the latest scientific evidence for managing chronic disease prevention. Join us Mondays at noon here on Alternative Talk 1150 AM for Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead. Get up, get out of bed. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is to go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the home page. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website and bring up the instructions that you need to stream the show. And did you know you can find us on Facebook these days? Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Jump on there, give us a like while you're there, please, and check out all the fabulous stuff that I post, because there's a ton of it, and you got to keep up with it, because I over 30 things I posted this week, so you need to be on there a lot, and it's always good stuff. I don't put it up there. If I don't enjoy it or learn something from it or think it's great, I don't put it up there. So Some are just for fun, and some are for education and all of that good stuff. Now, we may be having some problems with the phones, and I think, did you just do a little mercury or something to help with that? Jude and Paul worked a little magic because Nakia dropped off, and we'll see if we can get her back. But Mike's going to go check and see what might be going on. Can we bring up a phone call while you're doing that? So, all right, while we're waiting to get Nakia back, let's go to Bothell and Sue. Welcome to Animal World. You're live with Jude and Paul Ponton. Good morning, Sue.
Hi, how are you guys?
We're good. How are you?
Good.
We've talked to you before.
Right.
So what's going on?
Well, I may call later for Jasper, but I'm calling for a friend.
All right. Well, and depending on, since we've got you on the phone, we may do both of them depending on what we've got. So let's see. So you're calling for a friend of yours. Tell us about your friend.
Her name's Sonia, and we work together. And she's not able to listen to the show today, but she gets horrible migraine headaches.
Ah.
And almost every day. And she's tried all kinds of meds, chiropractor, neurologist, naturopath. She's trying different things, but it's really bad.
Wow.
Yeah.
I thought they were doing a lot better with migraines these days, and there's so much help. And I'm assuming, because sometimes it can be food allergies and that kind of thing, a lot of stuff.
Right,
but
she's investigated that.
Yeah, it sounds like she's done a lot. So.
Yeah.
Now, Jude is already working. She's got the big ohm forks and
grounding to start the treatment,
Well, bless her heart. I mean, that has to be a very, very challenging situation for Sonia. Does Sonia live in this area, Sue?
She lives in Redmond.
In Redmond, okay.
Yeah.
And
so what we're picking up is a little bit of it's actually kind of an excess, and it's creating a stagnation or a stuckness in energy that's related to the liver.
Mm.
So,
often the liver energy, which normally kind of rises a little bit, if it rises too exuberantly into the head, can be really the sort of perpetrator for migraines.
Really? Really?
And so does your friend have, I mean, even before the migraines started, a kind of stressful either job or home life or something like that?
You know, she's had it for years and years, and she's had different jobs.
Okay, but do you know her well enough to know if she is a particularly stressed person and stuff?
I don't. She may be a little bit, but she's very intelligent, and she's a little bit introverted, but she likes, I don't know, people and animals.
Okay. Now, so you're doing Ohm and New Moon on something.
Yeah,
there.
And the Daimai, which is it's called the belt vessel or the girdle vessel, but it's the opening point for it is a gallbladder point. The gallbladder channel goes through the side of the head, which is where migraines show up a lot. So now she's doing Jupiter, which has a correspondence to the liver, and the zodiac fork, which is a dispersing energy. So we're combining those two energies on the Daimai to kind of help to clear stuck and excess liver energy.
Now, both of you seemed to know right away what is usually connected to migraines and stuff. So is this something you work with on for patients a lot? Jude's nodding a lot.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty common because the livers respond to so many things in our kind of modern lifestyle and, not expressing emotions enough. If you're in a job where you're frustrated and you can't tell the boss off, or in a relationship where you can't express yourself, or anything like that where you hold in emotions, or if there's a lot of anger, those kinds of things. But it's a lot of it has to do with just the fact that we're in a kind of a stressful kind of society and all of that. And then there are lots of things that contribute to, and I'm not saying that for her friend Sonia that this is particular, but this is in general, people who, you know, over indulge in alcohol or coffee or sugar or those kinds.
And I would
of
imagine with all the doctors and all the naturopaths and everything she's seen, she has to be have been made aware of that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I'm sure
you know,
she has. So. I'm sure they've tried, you know, taking her off of, you know, taking off of those things. So.
Also, really,
yes,
a lot of people
she
who seem
doing it.
Yeah.
A lot of people who seem like they really have it together and things are really under control have things under control because they've got it handled, mm-hmm. right? They're holding on to the reins. And the liver is in charge of smooth flow in the body. So when you're controlling stuff, you're not having smooth flow. And so we can see people who from the outside seem like, wow, you know,
now,
they're
I
just
can
sailing, but they're really struggling to do that.
Well, and I can say just from, you know, as an animal behavior therapist and going into people's homes and working with them and their animals, some of the most difficult or challenging cases I work with are the perfect environments. You know, everything looks perfect on the surface, but there's a lot of stuff mm-hmm. underneath it.
So, I mean, all of these things are kind of references for this, and it doesn't mean that, you know, it doesn't even mean that Sonia has these things. Basically, you know, when we tuned into it, the liver popped up. Probably, you know, we're influenced to a certain extent because of you know, our training and all of that. But it, you know, when something like that pops up, we kind of check it to see if it makes sense in this case, and it did. So that's what we're working with.
So, and I'm go ahead, Jude.
I mean, if she were talking to us, we'd be sort of checking in with her to see, you know, if any of this resonates for her. But just in the absence of being able to sort of check on that, we're just going with what the energy tells us.
Yeah, yeah. And it seems like since you were with the liver right away, certainly we would hope that Sonia would feel some positive benefits from this work today. But do you have a generalization with other patients and migraines that you've worked with? Is it since she's in Redmond, she could come in and work with you in person. Is that a better thing to do?
Well, I mean, it's sometimes people benefit more from coming in. You know, we should kind of see how she
responds to this.
To all of this. But I mean, we'd be happy to see her in house.
And is there a time like, well, gee, we see some people and see them once and we fix the problem, or is it a continuous work for a while to get a balance with it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, people fix their own problems. We kind of, you know, we influence.
We facilitate.
Yeah, we help to influence. But the thing with things that have been going on for a long time is sometimes there are patterns built up that are so ingrained that you have to kind of untangle them, and it can take a longer period of time. But we have also had people that have come in and it just sort of unraveled all at once. So it's
hard. An individual.
It is.
Situation.
It's always individual.
All right.
So Jude's working on, where are you?
Four Gates.
Okay, Four Gates, which is the four points here are large intestine 4 and liver 3, and we're doing them on both sides of the body, and so they're referred to as the four gates. This is a combination of points that's very circulating, not only for the liver. I mean, it does affect the liver directly, but it also helps to move energy in general in the body. And the large intestine 4 point, which is on the hand, is a command point for the head for any kind of issues in the head and face and so forth.
Right. I'm also picking up some kidney yin stuff.
Okay. So there's a deficiency pattern going on energetically with the yin producing aspect of the kidneys. So, and a lot of times when that occurs, the yin's not rooting the yang, and the yang likes to rise up, and so it's not being controlled. So this is a way of actually treating an underlying controlling mechanism for the liver energy that we were working with before, but it relates to the kidneys.
All right. Well, Sue, you're going to have to report back to us or, you know, check in with Sonia and see how she's doing. Oh, she's getting the big Tibetan bell now, bowl. Love that. And you know, check on your friend Sonia, but let her know that this is something that Jude and Paul work with, and it would be on other levels than she's addressed, even though she's done so much
with so many other doctors and so forth.
Yeah.
And interesting.
Also, I'm picking up a little bit of a pattern right in the kind of in the curve of her neck in the back, and I'm just going to clear that with a little matrix energetics.
Yeah, if Sonia's willing to get outside the square, her answers right. may be here.
Right.
All okay. right. Does that feel good?
Yeah.
That's all right. So now, Sue, can I know you said Sonia was not able to call in, but are you able to get a hold of her this morning and check in?
I can try. She's got company, though.
Ah, okay. Okay. Then, but it feels complete at this point.
Yeah.
So check with her, and you know how to tell her how to contact Jude and Paul if need be. And
yeah.
if nothing else, you can go to the Animal World website, MarthaNorwalk.com, and a link to them is on the homepage.
Sounds good.
Actually, the other thing that's showing up is dandelion tea.
Dandelion tea.
Yeah, dandelion is good for the liver.
And dandelion, good for the liver.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay. And is that someplace you get, PCC or?
Yeah. Dandelion leaf and or root, you know, anything that you can get related to the plant.
So dandelion tea.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, Sue, let us know how it goes, and if you feel so inclined, you can call back about Jasper, and we'll take our other calls, okay?
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
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 All right, let's go to line three, and Nakia's back. Good morning, Nakia. Welcome to Animal World.
Thank you. Good morning to you.
I'm sorry we lost you, but I'm glad you got back here.
I did.
Okay, so what can Jude and Paul help you with?
Well, I'm needing to make a change, and I'm feeling very stuck, and I'm having also some digestion situation where I eat, and then I suddenly don't feel good, and it's just been kind of strange. And my cat's kind of reflecting a little bit of that. And I said, we need to move on, but everything feels very uncertain. I haven't worked in a long time, and I'm needing to get something. I need some sort of change in this environment in my life.
Okay, and what's your cat's name?
Heidi.
Heidi, and you said that Heidi is having some issues related to this, did you say?
I believe so. There's some kind of things going on in my household between the person I'm living with and myself, and they don't like the cat. And I have moved her sandbox, and last night she was throwing up, and she delivered something right there, right close to her food, and that was not a good thing from both ends. And then proceeded to start coughing for some time and sneezing. And she's very quiet right now, but I just have this feeling like a bit of chaos.
Yeah. So first, I'm going to do.
Yeah, we're going to start out with some high frequency. This is a Om Chiron. Combination high frequency in the field. This is to facilitate. So whatever we do will Chiron connects human and animal, and so among other things. But this is so whatever we do will benefit both.
Thank you.
Excellent. Excellent.
Nakia and the kitty. And let's. Yeah, so we're gonna. There's the. The channel we use mainly for opening up and allowing flow or to opening up moving forward kind of when you're feeling stuck relates to, there's actually two that we're using, and one of them is the Daimai, which is the belt vessel, which kind of unbinds the energy to allow forward movement. And so Jude's opening that up with the new moon fifth interval right now, and then going to using Chiron and Nibiru, which are one is for kind of build healing the energy, and then creating a matrix for new energy to manifest.
The other thing that Chiron does sometimes is it creates a connection, a bridge.
Yeah.
So this is sort of like a bridge to a new matrix.
Yeah. So,
yes. So is Nakia, are you needing to move out of the environment that you're in? Is that part of the change you're talking about?
Yes, because, yes, where I'm living, it's going to be sold, and we will part ways. It's my son. And I haven't been working for some time because of some things I went through taking care of my brother and before he passed and that kind of stuff. And so my energy went way down. And then I have been trying to get back on somewhat of an even keel and reclaim my life, and nothing looks right to me.
So Jude's also opening up what's called the penetrating vessel, or the Chongmai in Chinese. And this has to do with, well, a lot of things. It's with the, physically with the digestive issues, but also with old patterning. Actually has to deal with intergenerational patterning, things that have come through kind of family connections, even generations before. But it directly relating also to balancing out the digestive system. It has a little balancing effect on the heart energy and like that as well. And now she's doing the Earth Day 5th to strengthen that vessel.
This vessel also is said to be one of the ones that first develops from like source. And so I always think of it as allowing us to kind of reconnect with our kind of destiny, our sort of source connection. And all the extraordinary vessels do that, but this one feels particularly to me about allowing who you are to shine through.
Yeah, embryologically, this is the first extraordinary vessel to develop. And so it's a very closely connected to where we, you know, where we come from, to our emergence out of universal consciousness into our individual consciousness. And after that, the other vessels, the Ren and the Du, you know, form the Yin and the Yang that develop, and then it kind of cascades from there. But using it for, as Jude's using it, was to connect us back to source, which is kind of going back to neutral, so that you know, if you're kind of wanting to start over and get back to before all the complications were occurring, takes you back to that energy and gives you connection to that consciousness. And then now she's doing Nibiru and Neptune, again, flowing into a new matrix, you know, allowing a new, you know, new ability to take place, or new energies to take the place of the old ones. Were you stomach 36? Yeah. So she's also going to a point below the knee that's a very common point. It's called, stomach 36 is a number for it. And it's a point that helps with energy, helps build energy, also helps with digestion. It builds energy of the spleen, the stomach, and the kidneys. And it also helps the immune system, and it's probably the most commonly used point in acupuncture because it's so powerful. And then Jude's going to do the Mars and Venus on the heart chakra, helping balance yin and yang in the heart chakra as well. I think a little Chiron Venus on the heart chakra might help be useful as well. Oh, high frequency. So she's going to do it with the high frequencies, which is a good idea. And do it in the field of the chakra.
I love the colors of these forks. You could see them in person, which...
Yeah, they're color-coded to make it easier. Because there's so many forks that, you know, without the color coding, it would be, you'd have to look and see what frequency they were and all that. This way we can just grab... We know
so that's another neat reason to go in to Whispering Dragon for an in-person sessions, is so you get to see all this neat stuff too.
Well, and the other thing is that we also have these 16 big gongs that we work with, and we obviously can't bring those into the studio.
No,
that's a very unique experience.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's very, very powerful.
So now she's doing kind of an integrative technique, like a figure eight energy, or over the field to bring in Venus and Mars, which are, again, balancing yin and yang energy.
And oh, I'm hearing the didge. Here comes the big...
Clearing old stuff. Yeah, clearing old patterns. This also...
going to blow out all the old stuff, Nakia.
Also helps with, particularly with balancing the chakra energy.
I'm not hearing anything.
Well, she hasn't done it yet.
Yeah.
It's
here comes
the ditch.
You're not hearing.
Yeah, I hear that.
Yeah, the forks and stuff, you only hear if you're close.
Okay.
So they don't come through the microphone well. But the bowls and the bells and the didge and that kind of stuff come through. So you're hearing the didgeridoo now.
Yeah, the frequencies on the forks are—they're not loud enough to unless you put them right on the mics,
okay.
You wouldn't be able to hear them. It doesn't mean they're any less effective.
And now you're getting a Tibetan bowl; you should be able to hear this too.
Yeah, it's not really the hearing of it that's the important part. It's pleasant, but it's not the important part. The important part is actually the resonance. The didge is going to fall down. So we had a little technical difficulty.
Yeah.
A logistical issue. This is a nice kind of balancing and uplifting energy from this Tibetan bowl.
This looks kind of the medium size bowl. And so are you feeling anything?
So I'm going to tell you that it would be a good idea for you to sing.
Sing. Oh.
Sing. It opens your heart.
Okay.
Yeah, sing. Sing around your house.
Sing around your house. It doesn't matter if anybody hears you. It doesn't matter if they care. Sing. Sing to your cat. Sing to yourself. Sing to open your heart and to clear the energy.
All right.
Okay, so your homework is lots of singing.
Lots of singing. All right.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I appreciate that. I used to sing.
It's time to sing again.
Something happened when I was with my brother. He didn't want the music, and I had been in a choir for a long time, and he didn't want the music around him. And after he left, I couldn't stand the music myself.
Well, I think the portals that Jude opened with what she did here, you may find it easier to access that part of yourself again. So, try it a little bit. Try it a little bit at a time and reintroduce it. So,
it's a very important piece for you. I could feel that.
Yeah,
going up. So it's useful to reconnect.
Yeah, it's creating a resonance and a vibration in yourself. You know, it's kind of like homework. It's self healing.
All right. So,
okay,
Nakia,
great.
sing, and then let us know how you're doing. And it wouldn't hurt to call in next week, too, because we'll be doing remotes then with Dr. Nels, okay?
Yes, thank you so much.
All right, thanks for calling Animal World.
Take care.
And we're behind schedule here, so we're going to take care of advertisers and sponsors. Diane, hold on to your line, because we're coming to you and Quinn next. So Animal World continues, more with Jude and Paul Ponton from Whispering Dragon and Harmonic Energy Shifting, and we have open phone lines for your calls. So we will continue with the calls straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
On Friday, Manson Mitchell played DJs for a day along with Benny Mathers, bringing you music to enjoy at home or in your car.
On Saturday, local intuitive consultant Malia Jacobs shares her insights and will be taking your calls.
Then enjoy Eileen Grimes, host of Jupiter Rising, in the second hour.
Bringing you fascinating talk since 2007, we are Manson Mitchell, Friday and Saturday mornings at 10 on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Independent programs, independent voices, independent ideas. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're halfway through the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You heard about the new Pro supplements, been around for a long time, highest quality, great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. Check them out, newprosupplements.com. And then, of course, you heard about Whispering Dragon, Jude and Paul Potner in the house. It's our harmonic energy shifting day here on Animal World. They're doing free remote sessions on the air here and can work on you, your animal friends, a situation, a place. And it's extremely powerful. And just so you know, special deal this month only if you call Whispering Dragon and book a remote session. Doesn't have to be in October, but you have to book it in October. You get $25 off. Hot deal. And hot news, two new sound portals up on the website, whispering-dragon.com. And let's see, grounding and abundance
We're already there.
And now you've added?
Joy and tranquility. So
how
if you
cool
go to the website where it says other services and drop down, you'll see sound portals.
All right. You can go there and
order a portal.
All right, and we have open phone lines. You need to call in early because as of 11:30, hopefully we're going to have Rick and Tycho on, and that may take a little bit. And local number, 425-373-5527, and toll-free, 1-888-298-5569. And next, we're going to Seattle and welcoming Diane. Welcome to Animal World. You're live with Jude and Paul Ponton. Morning,
hello.
Diane.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, and you're calling in about your kitty Quinn?
I am.
And it sounds like, according to what Kathy's telling me here, Quinn just saw Dr. Nils. Is that true?
Yes, he's been on one of his packages.
And he is
doing amazing. I tell you, I am so grateful that you showcase some of these alternative treatments.
And I only get the best, huh? And
I wouldn't have known what to do because my vet had no answers for Quinn. And
it's kind of like that gal, that Sue that just called in with her friend with migraines that sounds like she's done everything else. And sometimes this is what's left, and it's the most successful. So
it is very successful.
Now, tell me, because Dr. Nels will be on next Sunday. Has he been seeing Quinn in person, or has he been doing okay?
No, he's been coming to see him, and he's been through four treatments. He has two more to go, but he is already walking very well. Quinn had sort of lost control of his back legs.
Ah.
And he was kind of walking like a drunken sailor.
Oh, dear.
Sort of thing. And, very unusual. I've never seen that in a cat before. I've seen Dr. Nels on his website, the dogs that lost control.
Right, right. Yeah, and he's had some great success with them. Now, how old is Quinn?
Quinn is 15.
Ah, 15 years old. And you said that
he's on Dr. Burlingame's immune tabs as well, and he's in very good health.
All right. Yeah. Oh, is he on the immune chews?
He's on the tabs.
Oh, on the tabs. How are you getting him to eat it? Are you putting it in food or something?
Nope. Eats them as a treat.
He does. Because they're like big tabs.
Well, he gets a quarter.
A quarter of a tab. Well, that makes sense because he's a cat, not a dog. Yeah, that makes sense.
And
he chews them right up, huh? Good for him.
So does my other cat.
So you want Jude and Paul are already tuning in, and you think with everything's going so well with Dr. Nels, we just want to add the harmonic energy shifting. And I find, which is why I have them on back to back, that the work that Dr. Nels does and the work that Jude and Paul do seem to meld very nicely with each other. So what are you guys getting about Quinn here?
Well, there's some spinal stuff going on, I think, and what I'm picking up is that it's most of it's cleared up. Dr. Nels has gotten most of it cleared up. There's
a cool
residual energetic pattern there that's and some of that's been cleared as well. There's just a little bit kind of hanging out back there, so Jude's working on that to clear that, working kind of on the spine. And you're doing
looks like, is that Saturn and Chiron?
Saturn has to do with structure. So when we're working with skeletal issues, we often bring in Saturn. Also, it has to do with structure. So we sometimes use it for skin issues as well, anything that holds things in and together.
Support.
Yeah, support issues.
And I'm curious, Diane, you said Dr. Nels is you're doing a package with him.
Yes.
And he's seen Quinn four times?
Yes.
And what frequency is he seeing?
Every other week.
Okay. And he's coming to you, doing a house call?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's great. He comes to my house once a month and just on general principles works on me and all of my animals.
So Jude's also going to do the dymi, that belt or girdle vessel, because it'll also help to open up the energetic flow through that bottom part of the, between the top and the bottom part of the spine, top and bottom part of the body. What are you strengthening, Earth Day 5th? So she's strengthening that connection.
Excellent.
What color is Quinn? Is Quinn white?
He's white underneath and black with a black saddle and a black cap.
Oh, okay.
White with black. Okay. Heard that. And now it looks like he's going to do some grounding here with her.
We're on the dye, doing balancing.
This is balancing with an octave, so it actually balances at a higher level. It kind of brings it up to a new level of balance.
Because she's got ohm forks, but she's got the big one and the medium one.
She's got the low octave and the middle octave. So, yeah, it balances, but because it's an octave musically, it moves things to a higher level.
Uh-huh.
Of balance.
But what a gift for Quinn to have you, Diane, to get this wonderful healing for him at 15.
Well, he's in great physical shape, and, you know, then this thing came up. But if anybody out there is not a believer, trust me, this stuff works.
Well, because you said your vet was baffled, huh?
My vet had no idea what to do. And with Quinn being 15, he didn't think it was worth having the x-rays and MRIs and things, because they wouldn't, you know.
Oh, yeah, and how stressful for Quinn would that have all been?
Exactly, and he suggested...
And not to mention to your pocketbook. That's really expensive.
Go for it, yeah.
Wonderful, wonderful.
So Jude did points along the spine. They're Chinese points are called Huato Jiaji points, but they're right along the spine where the nerve roots come out, and now she's doing... points that on the back that affect the energy of the kidneys, to help build the energy of the kidneys, which helps with overall strength and but particularly with the back and with the spine.
Yeah, and Diane, do you find that Quinn enjoys the sessions with Dr. Nels?
Yeah, he sits quite quietly.
Because my cats adore him. I mean, I've got one of my cats that he can't even get his table set off before Pingy's on the table.
Wow.
And, you know, and the cats are vying for who gets to go first.
Quinn's not quite in that position.
Well, mine are young. Yeah, mine are young ones. You 15, that's a little different. But and I hope you're passing on your experience to your vet.
I am.
Because what a great, it's such, both the work that Jude and Paul do, the work that Dr. Nels does, is such a more peaceful, harmonious, and helpful thing to do with senior pets that, you know, you just don't want to stress out with all the other stuff. Oh,
exactly.
We got the Tibetan bell coming here.
Yeah, and before that, she also did the high-frequency sun octave, which helps to activate the energy that we're working with, and then the Tibetan bell, which brings things back to kind of oneness and
wonderful
single pointedness.
You know, because so many, especially traditional vets, and just don't know that this stuff is available. Of course, most people don't know it's available either, which is why I do what I do here on Animal World.
Well, I tell all my friends about it. So.
Wonderful, wonderful.
I'm picking up just the remnants of a little pattern over his sacrum in the field.
Ah.
And it's really just the ghost of the pattern.
Of a pattern over?
Looks like a little trauma pattern. Did he have a, do you know if he had a fall or anything?
Yeah, he has fallen off the counter when he was not walking well.
Uh-huh. Okay.
All right. That's what it is.
Okay, we're just going to shake that, rattle that right out, huh?
Yeah, this will just kind of clears the sort of incoherent energy that's hanging out. That feels good. Yeah, it feels
all
good.
All right. Okay, so it sounds like they feel complete for
this
treatment with Quinn, so you'll have to let us know and, call in next week and you can do a testimonial for Dr. Nels.
Well, any time, and thank you all again very much for helping out my boy. I do appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right. Thanks for calling Animal World, Diane.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. We are going to take care of our advertisers and sponsors, get back on time here. Remember, it's the most important part of the show. Without them, there's no us. And then it looks like Sue is back, and I think it's Jasper, her kitty, that will be tuning in to. And we've got open lines for you if you would like a harmonic energy shifting session for you or anyone, you know, your animals, your home, your business, your property, whatever. Give us a call, local number 425-373-5527. Toll free is 1-888-298-5569. And if you can't call, shoot us an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All right, we continue straight ahead here, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Attention pet lovers. We all want the best for our pets, and that includes quality of life, longevity, and overall well-being. Raymakers Nutrition has developed a line of patented products that have been shown to dramatically improve immune function, improve response to vaccines by over 400%, and help strengthen the systems in the body that fight cancer cells. Introducing Veterinary Immune Tabs. These chewable tabs are safe for dogs and cats. Find out more about how Veterinary Immune Tabs can improve your pet's longevity and state of wellness. Contact Dr. Bill Burlingame at BillBurlingameDVM@gmail.com or call 425-903-1913. Massage is good for everyone, including your pets. Check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage's exciting new Vashon Island location. The Northwest School of Animal Massage offers a full schedule of classes, including T-Touch, aromatherapy, and manual ligament therapy, plus massage for canines and small and large animal certification. Visit online at nwsam.com for registration details and to enroll online. For more information, call 877-836-3703. That's 877-836-3703. Or check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage on Facebook.
Hi,
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
No shirt, no shoes, no problem. Come as you are. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, Martha Norwalk, and boy, we're on the downside of the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World already, but you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And you heard about our great local Northwest School of Animal Massage on Vashon Island, beautiful new campus over there. And you can go to them and take classes on site. They have great distance learning via computer, and they've got campuses, gosh, all over the world now. And it is the place if you want to learn about animal massage and all kinds of other great stuff. So check them out, NWSAM.com, Northwest School of Animal Massage. And once again, you heard about our own Dr. Bill Burlingame and Burlingame Veterinary Consulting. He is available for consultations, and one of the most knowledgeable about Pleckner syndrome in the country, if you have questions about that, as well as he's got the greatest immune support products on the planet. It's all Dr. Raymaker's stuff, and with the transfer factor and the medicinal mushrooms and all that great stuff, the immune tabs, the immune tubes, the transfer factor, and you can, if you want to talk to him about it, he'll help you figure out what you need for yourself or your animal friends, and you can email him at BillBurlingame@gmail.com, or you can give him a call at 425-903-1913. Great telephone consultations. He does an hour for $60. You can't afford not to do that. 425-903-1913. And Jude and Paul Ponton in the house. It's Harmonic Energy Shifting Day here, and we are headed back to Bothell, and Sue is calling in about her kitty Jasper this time. Good morning again, Sue.
Hi again.
Hi. So catch us up and update us about Jasper.
Okay. So Jasper has a lymphoma in the nose.
That's
and
what
he's
it was.
Getting chemo. And right now he's got just getting over a sinus infection, which he's gotten three times since he started chemo in June. And he's not eating as well as I'd like him to eat.
Yeah, now, boy, it was a long time. He had that chronic sinus thing for a long time, but it has been diagnosed. Do you think the chemo's helping at this point?
Well, the vet says he thinks so, because when he holds a microscope slide up to Jasper's nose, he can see air coming out. So because the mass was blocking 75% of his airway, so they figure that he's breathing better, so it must be shrinking.
Well, that sounds like good news.
Yeah.
So, all right, it looks like Ohm and full moon to start with.
Yeah, you're on the Ren Mai, is that right, Jude? Usually when there's cancer treatment going on or lymphoma treatment going on with chemo and like that, there's you need to balance and build up the yin energy of the body as well, whether it's a human or an animal. So that's what that was for. I think a little Pluto maybe, and do it locally. I think just do it.
I was just looking for another extraordinary vessel, but let's do this first.
Looks like Pluto and Chiron.
Yeah. Well, no, Pluto and Pluto and Chiron. Yeah. Again, Pluto has to do with growths of one kind or another. I mean, a lot of other things as well, but has to do with clearing.
Wanted in his field.
Yeah, we're doing it kind of in the field because there's a disruption that's off body as well, and that's actually I think that actually is much better than actually doing it on body in this case. So, clearing that energy around the head, maybe a little Li4 also with that. So, large intestine 4, which is a point on the, in this case on the front paw, is a command point for the head.
Huh.
And opens up the head. They say transmission, it's one of the points that opens up the orifices also in the head. So this will help to kind of...
Well, I would say for anyone that's listening, for human or animal with cancer, especially on the, you know, the drug treatment, what we do here in animal world, it is so beneficial. And several things. Number one, I think any human or animal with cancer needs to be on Dr. Bill's immune support because it is the best. He's shrinking tumors with this stuff. And then working with Jude and Paul and with Dr. Nails, it just makes everything else work so much better and facilitate all of this. And gosh, and it's like with Sue and Jasper, you called in a number of times. We had Dr. Nels and Jude and Paul, you know, working on Jasper for a long time until the diagnosis actually showed up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he may not have made it that long without all that help. But so I can't encourage you all enough to check him out.
So you're doing...
Looks like Mars and Earth Day.
Okay, this is... points to help support the strength of the body to, deal with any kind of deficiency that might be showing up. And so it's helping build the immune system as well, helping the body to balance the immune system. One of the treatments that's used in sort of naturopathic stuff with different kinds of cancers is actually is fasting. And so I think sometimes when cats cut down on the amount of food, especially protein, that they're taking in, it may be a natural reaction to it. It's hard to say.
Interesting.
But they kind of, with humans, of course, they go to like root vegetable juices and things like that, but
I also did the solar seventh in his field for immune support.
Right, to building immune support, yeah.
Now he's getting a smaller Tibetan bowl, but it has a big sound, wow.
Yeah, they're deceptive sometimes. Smaller bowls have huge sounds.
Yeah.
It has to do with how thick it is. And
is that what determines this? Is that more the thickness?
Thickness, size, diameter.
Wow. I was surprised at how big a sound it has.
Yeah. Yeah. Some of the bigger bowls, you know, even if they're thinner, may have even a kind of a higher, lighter sound to them. So this is kind of a deeper.
Yeah.
Deeper resonance. The what we found with the Tibetan bowls with animals is that they tend to calm them and allow them, you know, when there's all this kind of strange stuff going on, you know, vets and chemo and all that stuff going on, that it helps to get them back to a calmer place within themselves, which makes everything work better.
Well, I have to say, you know, because I have a Tibetan bowl, mm-hmm. and I use it every morning with my bell and crystal bowl and stuff. But I'll tell you, my Robbie Golden loves the bowl, and when I'm doing that, he jumps up on the bed and he wants me to do it around. So I do it around him and stuff, and he just loves the energy of the bowl.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, he tends to like the forks, too, now in his energy field, but he really like his favorite is the bowl.
Yeah. Yeah, I like the bowls a lot myself.
Well, and I do, too, I have to say. Now, that's interesting. You used
a middle and a high.
A middle and a high ohm.
Yeah. So, again, this is working with an ohm octave. It's just a higher octave than the other one that we were working with to help kind of resolve things at a new level, balance things at a new level. And Jude's looking for high frequency something or other here. She's got the...
She's got Chiron. What's she looking for?
Hmm. Well, I didn't bring it. So this, I'm going to do a magic circle.
Okay. So
a magic circle. That sounds like fun.
Well, it's protective. It's working with kind of consolidating the subtle fields and helping bring in energy that'll be healing. And the Chiron, the Nibiru, again, it has to do with healing and with creating a new platform or a new matrix for new energy to build
on. A different
on.
Pattern.
Yeah,
creating
yeah.
a different pattern. Everything is an right. energy pattern.
Excellent.
Cancer is an energy pattern.
Right. Gotcha.
So we just shift the pattern.
Yeah. The idea is to try and find frequencies that are incompatible with the cancer frequency.
Excellent. All right, so Sue, Jasper's good for this week.
Thanks so much.
I assume we'll hear from you next week.
Probably.
All right, you have a great weekend. Thanks for calling Animal World.
Take care.
All right, we've got an interesting case coming up here, something we haven't worked on for a while. So let's get started with that. We may have to hold you over. And then we got a great email. She's ordered to be on voice rest, so we have to do it via email. But we'll get to you, Diane, after the top of the hour. Let's head to Federal Way, and let's welcome Ron. Welcome to Animal World. You're live with Jude and Paul Patton. Hello, Ron. Oh, no Ron. Earth to Ron. Well, maybe he set the phone down, and we'll come back. So let's put him back on hold, and in the meantime, let's go to our email that we've got. And this is from Diane in Bellevue. She says, since I'm on voice rest, I'm emailing instead of calling. She says, on Wednesday, I had vocal cord surgery to remove polyps and would love to have Jude and Paul work on me for healing energy and a smooth, clear voice. Am on voice rest for 2 weeks, though. Ugh, that's hard. Then she says, joyful blessings.
Yeah.
So, all right, Diane.
Throat chakra stuff or work on Mercury and Chiron here to help with, basically the communication part of the throat and healing, helping the surgical healing.
Yeah.
Or post-surgical healing. Feeling like a little thyroid balancing might be helpful. I don't know why, but it seems like. So, yeah, a little Venus.
Thyroid's in the throat, isn't it?
Yeah. And it's not that there's anything wrong with the thyroid, but there's, I think maybe the energy got disrupted because of the surgery is all. So we're just kind of rebalancing that, rebooting that a little bit.
So that looks like Venus and Mercury?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Venus has a connection with the thyroid and the throat, and then Mercury also with the throat and with communication with vocal cords and all that. Jude's going to do Earth Day 5th here, which is building energy for the stomach 36 that we've used earlier. We said it was a very popular point because it's so powerful for building energy and helping the body heal, helping the immune system and all of that kick in.
Ren.
Yeah, we do the Renmai as well to, because it comes up right through the throat, and the other thing I'm picking up, Jude, is there's a energy pattern that even though the physical stuff was addressed with the surgery, there's an energy pattern that's predates that needs to be cleared, and I think it's a kind of a long-standing pattern, so we're going to address that as well. Jude's doing the low ohm octave here to, again, to balance things, harmonize things at a new level.
Interesting. Okay. All right, I think we're going to head towards closing out this hour. So, Diane, Jude and Paul are going to continue to work on you until they feel complete. And you know, they can give us a little update when we turn the hour around and come back. In the meantime, letting you know that Ron is back, but we got to wait until we turn the hour over. And apparently he was on the line but couldn't hear us, so we must have some telephone snafu. So maybe we can do a little more Mercury or something for the phones after Jude and Paul are done working on Diane. So it is Harmonic Energy Shifting Sunday with Jude and Paul Ponton from Whispering Dragon in Seattle. We've got another hour to go, but I encourage you, if you want to get in to the show for remote, you need to be calling in this next half hour because I do have Rick and Tycho scheduled for around 11:30 when they're available, and I don't know how long that's going to take. And we can probably take some more, but I've got to get current events in too. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues with Jude and Paul Ponton and Harmonic Energy Shifting Sunday right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.